This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Established in 2017, Carlton Pride is the official LGBTI supporter group of the Carlton Football Club and Northern Blues. Carlton Pride aims to provide a safe and inclusive environment for our members and allies. Joining us on the show tonight is Felicity Gaylard from Carlton Pride. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
It's coming up 4 years for Carlton Pride, or 5 years this year.
Yes.
How proud of you to be involved in it all, and how's it coming along?
Oh, it's extraordinarily exciting. So we have 7 people on the committee. That's grown over time as well. And, you know, as we would all know, with the AFLW League, just more and more take up, excitement, and, you know, obviously it's Pride Round this week. And in terms of Pride Round and Pride Game, you know, that's growing every year as well. So, yeah, exciting progress for the whole league, exciting progress for AFLW, and exciting progress for Carlton Pride as well.
Carlton Pride is one of the LGBTI supporter groups of the Carlton Football Club, and there are supporter groups like yours with, I think, most clubs now. But how does, you know, if someone's a Carlton supporter, how do they get involved in Carlton Pride itself, and what happens, and what's the benefits to them to get involved?
Yeah, so we're all across socials, Facebook, Instagram, we have our own website. So just jump on Google, Carlton Pride, will come up in the search options. The benefits of being part of our group, I mean, primarily it's to support the LGBTQIA community. We have social events, so we try and get together before every game. We're also hoping this year to finally have our trivia night that we had planned for last year and have moved it. But we also support 2 players as well, so that's a great benefit, you know, that we're able to provide back to the club financially, as well as a whole education piece that, you know, we're able to put out there to more than just our members really, but also our members, in the sense of, you know, we're all still learning every day about each of the acronyms and what the whole community is and means, and how it's relevant to different people. So plenty of benefits, and we would love everyone to get on board. Our memberships start from $35, so it's minimal entry and lots of upside.
Yeah, I find that particularly raising money to connect with players that way is a great way to provide education. I know Carlton Pride have done a great job at talking to the players, educating the players on different aspects of the rainbow community and how to be a more inclusive club. So you really have done a fantastic job and come such a long way in 5 years. It's incredible. One of the things that happened recently too was Darcy recently announced that they are non-binary, and that was a welcome on social media that just received such a great reception. How has Carlton Pride been able to particularly educate around this space? I think there's still a lot of education to do around gender diversity and the trans community as well, more so than perhaps other areas within the rainbow community.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly we'll never ever speak on anyone's behalf in terms of that gender diversity space, but it does provide an amazing opportunity for someone who or for people seeing that representation, you know, more so than even just Carlton, just through the whole AFLW league, but then also football in general, really provides that opportunity for representation. Like you said, you know, that outpouring of support has been incredible. Carlton as an organisation, we've seen that they've been incredibly supportive of Darcy, as well as Carlton Pride and the whole community. But yes, you only had to jump on any article or social media the other week just to see that outpouring of support and gratitude as well. You know, as I said, that representation is just second to none. And there's a lot of people out there that will feel really supported seeing someone be themselves in that way.
I know it started a lot of conversations with my friends that didn't really understand what that was about, where we can start to talk about it. So it's always good when someone high profile does that.
Yeah, something we've been keeping an eye here is the Pride Guernsey, something that we're very excited about. Can you give us a little bit of insight about what the Bulldogs jumper is? What does it look like?
You mean the Carlton?
Carlton jumper.
It's a wrong pronoun, Dave.
The Pride Bulldogs. Yes. Can you let us know what's happening with the Carlton Pride jersey?
I mean, ours is better, to be fair. no, it's a brilliant and beautiful Guernsey that has been released this year. So we as in Carlton Pride, were so fortunate to be engaged by the club and by Ashley Hills, who is the creative manager with Carlton. So Carlton Pride had full engagement and consultation on the Guernsey design. So we have some native floral flowers in there, as well as the Progress flag colours. And it's the first time that Carlton has specifically represented the trans flag colours on their Pride Guernsey as well. So, yeah, amazing. You know, as you said, 5 years, amazing progress. And, we look forward to each year's iteration from here on in as well.
Now, if Fiona and I were able to put our money together, I believe there's an auction potentially for this jumper.
We have a raffle, yes, absolutely. So first prize is our Guernsey. Second prize, we actually have a Darcy bobblehead. very kindly, Darcy signed that for us. So, yes, signed Darcy bobblehead is second prize. Again, jump on Google, Pride Raffle, we're there in the search. We will also be there at the game on Sunday. Selling Carlton Pride merch, and the club will be there selling the Guernseys as well.
Now, the fan activation area didn't happen at the game last year, obviously, because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Is there anything happening at the ground this year that we can be aware of?
Yeah, so both team Pride groups are in attendance, and each of the clubs, obviously. So Carlton Pride will be selling Carlton Pride merchandise and offering the opportunity to sign up memberships. And I will be selling Guernseys. So, yep, come on down and see us, say hello, and get on board your 2022 Carlton Pride membership.
Fantastic.
Great. And you have details of people can sit with you. Are you in the cheer squad?
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't discussed where we might be sitting yet.
We've got inside knowledge that the Bulldogs are sitting with the cheer squad. Oh. So I'm just going to pop that in there.
That is controversial.
at other games, I might say follow the rainbow flag, but I would suspect there's going to be a lot of rainbow flags this weekend.
yeah, that's right. There's quite a stiff competition between the two teams. I know it seems to go each way every year. On a personal level, why did you get involved, Felicity? What drew you to get involved in Carlton Pride?
Yeah, so I jumped on board as a member from inception. As soon as I saw that Carlton Pride existed, I bought my first membership. It's super important to me that the entire LGBTQIA community is, you know, represented in every way, in every sense of the word, but, you know, especially in sport as well. You know, there unfortunately is still a lot of stigma and phobia within sport towards the rainbow community. So what a brilliant way to combine footy that, you know, we're all obviously passionate about, as well as the support, engagement and education piece. So, yes, since 5 year inception, I've been a member, I've been engaged with all of the events and was fortunate enough to join the committee last year. And then get my fingers dirty.
I really want to know about you as a supporter, and be honest here, what Felicity at the ground, what type of supporter are you?
My friends would probably say they wouldn't want to come to the football with me.
Right. I see. I think you might be a bit like Rachel. we put her over there while we watch the game.
Yes. Move me to the side.
Some people get stressed and just internalize, and some people get very, very cool. So
passionate, yeah.
And what do you love most about the game? And also, why did you choose Carlton as well?
Look, isn't everyone's football, well, not everyone's, isn't most people's football team to do with, you know, some sort of family connection? My father was a mad Carlton supporter, going back to, you know, Princess Park being home ground. I love about the football that it is a social environment. You know, for the most part, it's fun. I want to say regardless if you win or lose, everyone wants their team to win. But it's a social environment. It's energetic. It's, the atmosphere is really what brings people together for football. But also that point of connection as well. You know, regardless, I can see you're in a Geelong beanie.
Thanks for listening.
AFL footy just provides a foundation, common interest for people, you know, and it's a really beautiful way for people to connect, have a talking point, build relationships, build friendships. It's more than the game.
Fantastic. I think it's amazing how many people our age, their connection to footies with their dad, particularly when we were growing up. But lovely to meet you, Felicity. And we have to confess we did say this to the Bulldogs, but we wish you all the best for the season and for the game on Sunday. May the best team win. And do get involved. If you're a Carlton supporter, do get involved in the Carlton Pride group. You can track that down on Twitter, Instagram, on the socials, and of course Google as well. Yes, good luck for Sunday, and we'll see you there.
Thanks, Fiona. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.